Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Violent Enemy by Jack Higgins, performed by Michael Page.
Forward. When I wrote this book, I was astonished to find that members of the IRA were still in British jails in the 1960s. The book was published and filmed with Susan Hampshire and Tom Bell, the message being that violence and the IRA were out of date. As the film was finished, the IRA troubles started in 1969, and to our astonishment, the Home Office banned the film, which is available on video but has never been shown in British cinemas. Astounding, as the message is that IRA violence doesn't get anyone anywhere. Jack Higgins, October 1996. Chapter 1. On the crest of a tor, where the moor lifted to meet the blue sky in a sharply defined edge, Vanbrugh paused to catch his breath, sat on a stone and took out an old briar pipe and a tobacco pouch. He was a tall, heavily built man in his middle 40s, hair greying a little at the temples, shoulders solid with muscle under the old tweed jacket, and carried about him that indefinable quality that only 25 years as a policeman gives, a mixture of strength and authority and a shrewdness that was apparent in the light blue eyes. A few moments later, Sergeant Dwyer joined him and slumped to the ground, chest heaving. "You should do this more often," Vanbrugh observed. "Give me some leave and I will," Dwyer said. "I'd like to point out that I've been..."